"See that light?" Lou asked, and pointed to the lamppost that everyone could clearly see. "We see it," Charlie said, not wanting to interrupt or delay. "See the moon?" Lou said. "Duh," Lee said, which was 21st century 14-year-old barbarian dialect for, "Yes, we do." "We need the third light to make the triangle," Lou said in a tone that was so convincing even Lee wasn't going to question it, which was maybe the second or third miracle of the evening. They all looked around.
"But that could be anywhere," Charlotte said.
"Well," Lee said, all inhibitions aside for the briefest black holes in the time-space dimension, where he was allowed to say something that showed that maybe he knew something, and even though it was extremely uncool to admit it, this was an emergency. The words escaped his lips, and he would forever have to live up to their power. He asked, "What kind of triangle is it?" Lou was still looking around the dunes for a sign of the third light. Mother and father of said 14-year-old boy human specimen were staring at him as if he were in a museum. Charlie's vision went so far as to see the inscription on the informational plaque under the species. "Contrary to popular belief at the time, the 14-year-old male, Corpus tinnitus, has actual brain function equal to 7 times that was originally studied in the living species at the time."
"I'm sorry." Charlie just couldn't help it. Dog be gone, this was galaxy-shattering. "Did you just ask what type of triangle it was?"
Although Lee's gut told him to fight back and keep his role as master of all teenage mindless blobs of blood and guts and bones and video game thumbs, his heart had one word for his dad. "Yes." Lou missed the entire trans-species exchange and was back to business. "What do you mean, what kind of triangle is it?"
"Well, there's the Pythagorean theorem," Lee started, and as he said it, he noticed his dad staggering to his right as he seemed to be losing his balance.
In reality, his dad was speaking directly with heaven and thanking the gods and making a quick side deal that all bets were off and all of his prayers had been answered and the entire rest of his existence on the planet was just plain dessert.